Ersatz Radio. Hello and welcome once again to the Papa Biggs Show here on Ersatz Radio.co.uk. I am old Father Biggs himself, and I will need some assistant to help me do this fantastic radio show once more. With feeling, young man.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of Very First Son. I'm Summer's son's son, and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rappers cause are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Cause my name is Sun One.
Hello, it's me, Sun One.
Oh, Sun One, you alright?
I am amazing.
Amazing, oh. Well, you'll have to live up to that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, what are we got coming up today's show?
Music, of course. Five tracks from your library.
My library? My library of music. Mm-hmm. My huge echoing chamber of music. And we've got trailers, where we watch some trailers, and you can watch them too if you want.
And also, what we're watching and reading.
Yeah, which is pretty self-explanatory. What would you like to do first? Would you like to let the Ersatz and Biggses know, especially if they've never listened before, which is highly unlikely, how to get in touch with the show?
Oh, if I must.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Biggs Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
That was...
The Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing.
Mm-hmm. And what's your thing this week?
This is my thing.
What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
Yes, of course, it's what have you been watching and what have you been reading. The part of the show we look at what have you been watching and what have you been reading in the past 7 days. What have you been reading?
Ah, right, well, I finally got my finger out, started to read some things. I finished off my book last week. I've started another new book, but I'm only a little way into that. I'll talk about that maybe next week. But in between, I've done a you.
And I've You've read done a me?
Yes, I've read some, like, books with pictures. Or graphic novels, as we call them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I got the third issue of Batman Damned. All right, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. But that inspired me to go out because I thought, oh, that was rather good. To go out and buy something similar by the same writer and the same artist. The writer is Brian Azzarello. Have I said that right?
I think so, yeah.
And the artist is Lee Bermejo. Bermejo, is that right?
I would just say
Bermejo.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, those two chappies. And it was based in, it was another DC one. And it was a full collection of The Joker. Well, it's not got the, is it? It's just Joker.
Yeah, Joker.
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 Incidentally, I wonder if the film with Joaquin Phoenix is based on this.
Maybe.
Maybe, 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 maybe. Anyway, it follows the Joker. Batman himself does make a little appearance towards the end, but he's only in it a very tiny amount. And it actually follows the story of this young lad who becomes embroiled in Joker's gang. And it actually follows his story, and it tells he's the narrator. So that's quite interesting. And it's quite graphic and quite violent. And it's actually well written. And the art, of course, is very, very good. Although it's clearly Bermejo, I think that's how I pronounce him. His rendering of the Joker is clearly based on Heath Ledger
mm-hmm.
from Dark Knight. You know, the same mouth and face and hair and everything like that. But apart from that, it is very good. I enjoyed it. So it was quite a good purchase. Although there was a downer because I did buy it second hand from old interweb. And the description was very good condition. And what the seller's interpretation of very good condition and my interpretation of very good condition are wildly different because the front cover was practically ripped in half. So, yeah, not too pleased about that. but it didn't detract from the story or the artwork. So that's what I read. What did you read this week, Sun One?
I've also done a me. Mostly because I am me, but also because I've been reading a comic again. This week, I read Phoenix Resurrection, which is an X-Men comic.
Wow. This is a real departure. No, it's not. But go on.
Tell us about it. I need to start branching out and reading more stuff, don't I? Reading different things. But Phoenix died like 10 years ago, 2002, 3 or something, I think it was. And she comes back. She comes back from the dead. And it's all right. It's got a massive team of people. It's a big cast. And the artwork's all right. It's by Lionel Francis Yu and Carlos Pacheco, Joe Bennett, and Ramon Rosanas. So it's a big artist lineup.
Three artists. So what, one done the cover and one done the internals, and one done one story and one done another or something? I don't know.
It's five issues, four artists.
They just take it in turns?
Yeah. I think it went through a bit of production hell. Because, I don't know really. And it's written by Matthew Rosenberg. He's all right. And it was okay. It's mostly half of it set in the real world and half of it set in like a giant egg, which is a giant egg, which is incubating Jean Grey, preparing her to get ready for getting the Phoenix Force again.
Okay, that sounds stupid.
It's all right.
All right. Okay. So this giant, how giant is this egg? Is it like the size of a planet? So it's just like a planet with a big outer shell
on it. It's like the size of a city.
Right, okay. Right, so it's not just like a big egg.
Yeah, and Jean Grey doesn't know she died. She lives in this giant egg with the souls of all the other dead X-Men. And she works in like a diner and serves people drinks and stuff.
This sounds stupid.
In what way?
In every way. I mean, obviously, superhero stories are ludicrous anyway, but that just sounds absolutely bonkers.
Well, maybe Joker sounds bonkers to me.
Maybe it does it?
No.
There you go then. Okay then. So would you recommend this to anybody?
No.
Or would you have to be an X-Men aficionado?
I mean, I liked it quite a bit, but I'm not going to recommend it. I'm not going to put you through that.
All right, so Phoenix Resurrection, the story of Jean Grey. What's it called?
The Return
of
Jean Grey.
You're currently listening to... Papa Big Show. I had to think about that then for a moment.
What are you listening to again?
Currently listening to the Papa Big Show on Ursat's Radio. But have a little bit of music while we're waiting.
Waiting for what?
That was a psychedelic furs with Pretty in Pink. This is the Papa Big Show. We are halfway through what you've been reading and what you've been watching over the past 7 days. So what did you read? Some X-Men comic?
Well, yeah, I talked about Phoenix Resurrection.
Okay, and I read Batman.
And I was like, I've not watched anything this week at all.
But you had.
And as soon as we stopped it, you said, surely when you were talking about Phoenix Resurrection, it would have reminded you that you saw Dark Phoenix this week.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No.
Which just is a testimony to how forgettable that film was.
Yeah, nobody else wanted to see it either, did they?
No.
No.
Some two did.
Oh, did he?
But he didn't come.
No, because he was at school.
And I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yay. But I'm not going to talk about that because...
So what have you watched then this week?
Well, instead, I'm going to talk about something that I've listened to. Now, this is a podcast called Inside Star Wars. It's by a company called Wondery. I've never heard of them. And it's the story of... Well, Star Wars, the first Star Wars film, and how it came to be, the production, like George Lucas's relationship to Fox, and Alec Guinness being a grumpy old man, and Kenny Baker being Kenny Baker, and it's about the creation of the film. I thought it's quite interesting.
I wonder how their facts. I wonder what they've got their facts from.
Well, at the end, they've got all their credits, like, we've used Alec Guinness's biography, we've used Anthony Daniels' biography, we've used stuff George Lucas says in interviews, and it was quite interesting. I finished it this morning.
Pretty good.
It's seven parts, and...
How long is each part?
about half an hour.
All right.
So it's not too long. And the first one's about George Lucas being a young lad, and it's kind of got a cyclical structure because it ends with George Lucas and his dad as well. Mm. But it's also got some sad stuff in there, like the final episode isn't set in 1977 or the 60s or the 70s like the rest of them are. It's kind of set in modern day, and it's got like the death of Carrie Fisher, and it's quite sad at the end. It's got the death of someone else as well. Lots of death at the end. It ended on a sad note, but nonetheless, I enjoyed it and I found it quite interesting.
Mm, it is. I mean, it was a whole different world back in the 70s, for sure. And he was a whole different filmmaker as well back in the 70s.
And he's got his like relationship to all the other directors at the time, Spielberg, Francis Ford Coppola, and how they inspired him to make the film.
Yeah.
And, well, it was a small budget,
wasn't
it?
Does it talk about American Graffiti as well?
Yep.
Did it talk about American Zoetrope?
No.
Oh, well, that was the company he started with George, no, he's George Lucas. George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola started together.
Maybe to go against
Hollywood.
Maybe it did, but maybe I've just forgotten.
Okay. All right then.
What did you watch? Did you watch something?
Oh, I did, yeah. I watched Midnight Special. So it's not the first time I've seen it. I have seen this before. And it's that one film I've been urging you and Sun 2 to watch.
For years.
For a couple of years at least. It wasn't released until 2016. And it was our excuse to try out the new screen and the projector in the garden, because we had a lovely summer evening last week.
I'm the one who said, well, we should watch this film.
Because
it's almost
gonna be late.
Midnight.
Yeah.
And it's a special occasion because we're sat in the garden watching a film.
There you go. So the title alone made it suitable.
Yeah.
And you didn't like it, did you?
No, sorry.
No.
You did.
I did. And Mum did.
And Sun 2 did. It's always me.
Three quarters isn't bad.
It's always me.
Yeah, I quite like it. Adam Driver, Michael Shannon, Joel Edgerton, Kirsten Dunst, so good cast. And a nice little story, little road movie.
No, it's not.
It is a little road movie.
Boring. There's no stakes. Problems are just...
They arise
and then they're very quickly resolved.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's been kidnapped. Oh, never mind, he's back. Oh, he's ill, he's going to die. No. Oh, wait, no, he's cured himself.
No.
He can't go outside in the sun. Oh, wait, yeah, he can.
Okay, well, that's an interesting take on it, but you're wrong. Anyway, that's what I watched this week. let's have some music. Just give me a bit of Alanis Morissette, please, Cocker. That's Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. You're listening to the Piper Pig Show here on SS Radio.
Yeah, hell yeah you are. And we're about to do trailers.
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 Ah, yes, it's Trailers, the part of the show where we look at 5 trailers for film or TV that have come out in the past week and tell you what we think of them, using our thumbs. So basically, we're watching them so you don't have to.
And if you want to watch them along with us while we're listening to our critique of each individual trailer, you can do so over on YouTube on our playlist.
Yeah.
Specially created just for you.
That's The Papa Big Show on YouTube, just for you.
Okay, what's our first trailer, please, someone?
Very first trailer we have is, it's a whodunit.
Ah.
It's a Mama Biggs film. She loves a whodunit. She loves a good murder.
She loves a good murder. She does indeed. Whether it in literature or on the silver screen.
Not in real life.
No. She's not a serial killer.
And this
not that we know of, anyway.
Oh no. This is for Knives Out.
Yeah. So this is directed by Rian Johnson, who, of course, you know from The Last Jedi.
And Looper.
And that's all we do now. Yes. And it's got a huge cast.
Massive cast.
Some old stagers like Christopher Plummer and Jamie Lee Curtis. Some current big stars like Chris Evans and Michael Shannon. Who else is there now? I've forgotten now.
Lakeith Stansdale is his name.
James Bond himself. Daniel Craig.
Anna de Armas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
missing somebody. Toni Collette. I like Toni Collette. Good actress.
The girl from 13 Reasons Why. Forgotten her name.
And classic, and this reminds me of your prom picture, Miami Vice legend himself, Mr. Don Johnson, is also in it. So there you go. So impressive cast.
And Michael Shannon, who's also...
I did say Michael Shannon.
Yeah, but yeah. He
was in Monday Night Special.
Just linking it back, yeah.
So, yeah, so this is an old-fashioned whodunit in a big old country house with all the people gathered round. Somebody's been killed and the detective has to solve the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did it, but we don't know. So the knives are out for somebody. And
yeah.
That's it. And it's got a nice sort of silly sort of edge to it.
Yeah.
It's not taking itself too seriously. He realises it's from that classic genre of whodunits, and it's just it's taking all those tropes and those classic what was the word I'm looking for?
I'm pretty sure that kid is the same one in Midnight Special as well. Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. This trailer, I think it's a good trailer.
Mm.
It's well cut. The music works well with the trailer.
And it doesn't give too much away, which we like. It just gives a little glimmer of each character.
Although...
of what they might be.
It's not particularly funny. For, Chris Evans' character is supposed to be...
Yeah, I think
he's
supposed
relief.
To be funny, but...
But he's just kind of swearing.
And Daniel Craig, he's doing his terrible... I don't know why he does it. I don't know, he must enjoy doing his Southern American accent. Y'all, like he did in Logan Lucky. Mm. It all just comes a bit camp.
Mm.
So, there you go. Maybe it's suitable for this. So that's Knives Out. When's it out? When are the knives out?
Thanksgiving. But in the UK, you might know that is the 29th of November.
Okay. Well, indeed. Okay, then. Give me what are we going to do with our thumbs? We need to
give
do that.
A knife up.
I'm going to give it a thumb up as well.
Wow. The next trailer is... it's confusing. It's a bit of an oddity.
Mm.
It's a new Netflix movie or show, either of those.
Oh, we're not quite sure whether it's a series or a film.
Mm. I think it's a series.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it stars David Harbour.
Yeah, it's from Stranger Things.
And it's called Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's got kind of a mockumentary feel.
Yes, correct.
And it's got like David Harbour researching his dad.
Yeah.
Who was apparently in a Frankenstein's monster show. And you see David Harbour acting out this show.
Yeah, so David Harbour plays both parts as well, doesn't he? He plays the father as well as the son. And so it's got some modern day footage and then it's got some fake archive footage of father doing various things. He's got a kind of the dad character's got a kind of Orson Welles type look to him. I think there's definitely an influence there. And also the show, do you remember that very strange documentary about Orson Welles?
Yeah.
So it's got that kind of feel to it as well. So I wonder if it's got also taken its influence from that, of the way it's constructed.
This isn't real, is it? It's not.
It's not
actually.
Real. Definitely not real. No, it's definitely not real. It's fake. And it's obviously a very silly title, so that would suggest that it's supposed to be a comedy, but there's no laughs in this.
Yeah, I don't think there's meant to be jokes in the trailer. I don't remember anything.
But that's a truly ridiculous title, Frankenstein's Monster's Monster, Frankenstein. And mockumentary always reeks of either found footage horror or comedy. So I'm assuming it's not a found footage horror.
No.
So
even though it's about Frankenstein.
Yeah. And Frankenstein's Monster.
It's not spooky.
No, it is an oddity. It is a strange, strange thing. When's it out?
July 15th?
July
the 16th?
July 16th. Mm. Okay, and it is a movie, a TV movie.
No, it's a TV show.
Are you sure? It does say TV movie right there.
Oh.
There you go. So there you go.
But it says here, TV show.
Trailers. Well, you know,
maybe it's
because it's Netflix.
Bit of both.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's like in parts, like Hitler the Rise of Evil.
Okay. So there you go. So what do you think of this one? We're going to do your... Is there anybody other than David Harbour in it? Well, obviously there will be, but anybody we'd recognise?
No, we've got Kate Berland, Olan Jones, Heather
Michael
Lerner.
He's an... Oh, Alfred Molina, who you know as Dr. Octopus in the original...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Original Spider-Man trilogy.
Spider-Man 2.
That was it. He's actually an incredibly good actor. Do you know what made his name, his first big Hollywood film? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, he was the guy at the beginning who gets killed.
Oh, that's right. He gets the spiders on him and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, Aunt July the 16th, really not quite sure what to make of this. I'm not going to go out and out and stick my thumb down. I'm just going to sit on that fence and stick my thumb in the middle.
Me too.
Okay. Give me another trailer then, please. Give me another trailer. Trailer number three.
Well, our next trailer is slightly less weird. It's for Shaun the Sheep movie 2.
Well, it's not really that unweird. It's about an alien who crash lands on a farm and is befriended by a sheep. That's not really that mainstream, is it?
And it's got the subtitle Farmageddon. I think we did the teaser trailer many few months ago. And, of course, it's good looking because it's
Aardman animation.
Yeah, it's stop motion claymation.
That's right.
And that's what we like to see.
That's right.
We love a bit of Wallace and Gromit.
Love Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah,
a bit of Shaun the Sheep as well.
First Shaun the Sheep movie's great. Chicken Run's good.
Chicken's great. There's another one.
Flushed Away, but that's not clay,
not
is
that.
It?
It's all right. Caveman, that was rubbish. Anyway.
Early Man.
That's it.
What did you call it?
Caveman. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
Early Man was not great.
No.
And I'm hoping that this doesn't fall into the same trap Early Man does, with it being beautiful looking, but not very funny, because this trailer, as you say, trailers are supposed to have all the best laughs in it. And this isn't all-round family humour like Wallace and Gromit. This just seems to be your average Trolls or Minions humour with people falling over and people burping. And it doesn't seem like the sort of thing that anyone could enjoy.
Not anyone. I'm sure there are small people that probably enjoy it.
No, I meant something that not everyone can enjoy.
Ah,
not
right.
Anyone.
Well, that has a totally different meaning in that sense. Okay, then. I don't know what this joke is. What's that about? So they go off into space and they crash, kind of like scrape along the side of the ISS in their flying saucer after he's painted it. That's a rubbish joke. It's just what's going on there.
And there's stuff that tries to appeal to kids, like them looking at broccoli and they're like, that's disgusting.
Because like sheep wouldn't eat broccoli, would they?
No. Sheep eat
grass.
Burgers and...
Eating grass.
Sleeping.
And eating grass.
It's a good reference.
Thanks. Not many people get that. Shaun the Sheep movie Farmageddon is out when, Sun One?
It is out.
It is, yeah. It's out already?
No. 18th of October.
There's a pause, right. Okay.
Yeah,
18th of October.
Who's in this? Justin Fletcher, John Sparks, Kate Howard.
Well, yeah, they're just kind of noises, aren't they? That people are doing.
God, we still have to credit them. They're still the voice cast in the movie.
Nah, that's about it, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
but
you got the, what's he called, the farmer?
Yes, but in some ways they're more talented than normal voice actors because they can portray emotion and feeling without even uttering a single word.
Good theme tune, though. And Vic Reeves singing.
He's Shaun the Sheep.
There you go.
It's Vic Reeves.
It's Vic Reeves sings that, sigh.
That's crazy. I'm going to give this a thumb in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to thumb in the middle as well.
I feel kind of guilty because I want to enjoy it. And I feel like I could still enjoy it, but the trailer isn't giving me much hope.
All right, well, let's stay in space and let's Dave sing us some Moon Age Daydreams.
That was Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie. And we're halfway through trailers, where we look at five trailers and tell you whether we think they're good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. What have we had so far?
We've had Shaun the Sheep, of which we both gave thumbs in the middle. We've had Knives Out, of which we both gave thumbs up. And then we also had a very peculiar Frankenstein's Monster Frankenstein, which we both stuck thumbs in the middle for.
Just like last week, we're on a roll with all of us agreeing.
Which is very strange.
And I think it might actually stay constant.
I don't know. I don't know about that with these next two.
So the next one, trailer number four, is for Spies in Disguise, which is an animated, 3D animated. Well, that I think that kind of goes without saying nowadays, because you don't see much 2D animation. And I think this is Blue Sky, who did Ice Age and Rio.
Right. So, okay, so they've got a track record of doing this kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's about Will Smith, secret agent, and he's like, you know how you know you're the best secret agent? Everyone knows your name.
Okay, so it's that kind of humour, yeah?
But that's not true.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a joke.
It's not.
I bet it is.
It's not meant to be a joke.
It clearly is.
It's not.
It's supposed to be funny, isn't it? So why wouldn't it be a joke? Anyway, he's a James Bond-style secret agent. That's the idea. And he's a super, super spy. And everybody loves him. And he's fantastic. Then what happens? Tell me.
What happens? A little scientist man appears, played by Tom Holland. And he's like, I'm going to try this. It's going to turn you invisible. And he drinks it. And he turns it to a pigeon. Will Smith's turned into a pigeon.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what's going on. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Well, it hints at, obviously, the experiment went wrong because there was a feather in the mix somewhere. But and that's reason why he gets turned into a pigeon. But
no, that was his plan. That was Tom Holland's plan.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
To deliberately turn him into a pigeon?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it didn't make sense as to why he's shocked. But maybe it's because it's a big dose. I don't know. And then he turns into a pigeon. And there's kind of like an adult joke here as he's doing it. He looks down into his trousers.
Oh, yeah.
To
see, he's been turned into Pidgey Willy.
Yeah. It's just a bit of a weird joke for something that's obviously a kid's film. But I guess it's been done before in things like Shrek. But then there's like a weird fisheye thing. And some more.
It is very strange. And you've obviously got these two kind of clashing genres of the spy film and then the person in the wrong body, the body swap film, you know, which is also a classic children's
trope.
Yeah.
Well, the first half of the trailer looks fine to me. I actually quite like the animation. It's not as bad as Ice Age or Rio. And there's some nice set pieces there with the secret agent. And I thought, oh, this looks quite good. And then he turns into a pigeon.
Yeah, it might have been nice if he just had the secret spy animation. That probably might have worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Will Smith's got enough charisma to carry the film, so why turn him into a pigeon? Yeah, yeah. Oh, well.
So,
Spies in Disguise, when is it out?
It's out Christmas time.
Is there anybody else in this? We've got Tom Holland and Will Smith. They're the big two, obviously. Oh, Karen Gillan.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh.
Rashida Jones. DJ Khaled.
Whoever that is.
It's DJ.
DJ. Is he a DJ or is that just his initials?
He's a DJ.
Derek John.
He's a rapper as well, I think.
Oh, okay.
He's known for not being very good.
All right. Well, what do you think of this film then? Is this good?
I don't know. I really don't like the pigeon storyline. But if it's got enough spy shenanigans and not much pigeon shenanigans, should be okay.
Oh, I have absolutely no interest in watching this whatsoever. And I like Will Smith, but this looks stupid, pointless, and absolutely a waste of my time. Thumb down for me.
I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle.
Okay, then. Very fair, I suppose.
I'm being kind to this film where Will Smith turns into a pigeon.
Okay. That's what Will Smith does to you. He makes you like him. Okay. What is our last trailer for this week's trailers on the Papa Vic Show, please? Sun 2.
Sun 2.
Did I say Sun 2?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, Sun 1.
You're taking the piss. The next film is... Well, the next film? The final trailer is for the next Jumanji film.
Ah, just what we need, a sequel to the reboot of Jumanji.
Well, that did quite well.
Yeah, so they're obviously going to make a sequel.
Critically, it was fine.
They, lots of people said it was okay. I haven't seen it, to be honest. I know Sun 2 has.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't.
Yeah, what was that called? Welcome to the Jungle?
Yep.
This is called The Next Level.
Okay, obviously referring to the computer game, which Jumanji now is.
Mm-hmm. And they all go in... So there's the four kids who go into the game. But in this version of the film...
It's different people, isn't it?
It's two of the kids and two old men, one of them being played by
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
So it can't be bad. It must be a great film.
He's amazing. And Danny DeVito is transferred into The Rock. Is The Rock's consciousness in the game.
Yeah.
And the main character, the boy, is transformed into Karen Gillan.
All right.
And the other old man is transformed into...
That's Danny Glover.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And then the other kid is Jack Black.
Ah, I see, yes. So the four characters within the game reprise their roles, don't we? And the same actors as well.
And someone, very surprising, driving the plane, it's Mary Hewitt.
Oh,
it's Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby, which, of course, you love from Flight of the Conchords.
And What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this is out at Christmas time. Whereabouts?
13th of December.
All right, so ages off, yeah.
Yeah.
So a really early trailer. But, well, anyway. Any other surprise names in it? I mean, we obviously covered quite a lot there, but there is quite a few people in it. Or has it got any strange directors directing it? Oh, Colin Hanks is in it. Son of Tom.
By Jake Kasdan.
Oh.
Is he the son of Lawrence
Kasdan? He's the son of Lawrence Kasdan. And also, I do believe he did one of my favourite films, Zero Effect. He did. There you go. I really like that film, Zero Effect.
Did he do the other one of these?
I don't
He executive
know.
Produced it.
All right, but he's
directed.
Oh,
did he direct it?
Let's have a look. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I didn't know that.
So maybe it's going to be good.
Maybe. Well, like you say, Welcome to the Jungle got very good reviews.
Is the other one on Netflix?
It might be. Maybe we should watch it.
Yeah, we should try it.
All right. Well, that's just changed my whole look on this film. So I'm going to stick my thumb in the middle.
Yeah.
I was going to stick it down, but I'm not going to stick it in the middle.
Well, I was going to stick my thumb in the middle regardless, because I like Danny DeVito.
I love Danny DeVito.
I like Jack Black.
Yeah, I quite like Jack Black. Rock's all right. He does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Karen Gillan's lovely.
I'm not a huge fan of Kevin Hart, really.
No, I don't think he's
that
funny.
He's
a homophobe. Don't like him. Homophobe midget.
Is he a homophobe?
Yeah.
In what way?
He makes homophobic comments.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle as well.
I like Danny Glover as well. Danny Glover's good.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, all right then. So, watch your trailer of the week, please.
So, we'll have a recap.
Yeah, go on then.
Knives Out, two thumbs up.
Yep.
Frankenstein's Monster Frankenstein, two thumbs in the middle. Shaun the Sheep Movie, Farmageddon, two thumbs in the middle. Spies in Disguise, which was a thumb in the middle from me and a thumb down from me. You. And Jumanji The Next Level, which is two thumbs in the middle.
So it's going to have to be Knives Out for me?
Yeah, for both of us, Knives Out.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. That's my trailers here on the Papa B Show here on Ersatz Radio.co.uk. It's, you know what we should do?
Should do some film news.
Yeah, we should.
You can get in contact with us at Big's Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ErsatzRadio. Film news. Film news. Film news. Film news. Marvel, DC and Star Wars, Blade Runner, E.T. and Jaws, Jurassic Park with dinosaurs, My Faith Film is Ghost, What's Yours, Star Trek, Air Bud, Avatar, Pixar films including Cars, indie films from Zanzibar, the theme song's over, au revoir. It's been ages since we've done film news.
Yeah,
we've just been talking too much about trailers and what we've been watching and what we've been reading.
Well, we've got time this week. Yeah. So what have you got for me then, someone?
So we've got a bit of casting news to begin with. Paul Rudd has joined the new Ghostbusters movie.
Ah, right. Okay, so this was released, wasn't it? There was teasers released, and it was refuted that the old guard would be coming back, Mr. Murray and Mr. Aykroyd, etc., etc. And it was going to be directed by son of Ivan Reitman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it says Paul Rudd's joining it. Now, we don't know what character he's going to be. It just says he's been asked into it, and he's agreed. And he has agreed. So obviously,
Some ghosts.
Maybe he might. Yeah, he might join the team, or he might go for that kind of comedy Rick Moranis role, psychic sort of thing. Who knows?
Well, it might be a passing the baton type film, where the old cast
and he becomes a new Ghostbuster. Good shout. Yeah. So there could be him, Rudd, and two other possible. Who would be our other Ghostbusters?
Right, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's one. So he's obviously the Bill Murray character.
Yeah. Who's going to be the glasses guy? Who's a big old
Yvonne
nerd?
Spengler.
Who's a big nerd?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, who could be? I think somebody. Maybe go completely off the originals and do something completely different.
Maybe.
And go weird and intense and go with Michael Shannon.
Why? Because we've mentioned him twice already.
Yeah, so let's have him in this as well.
Who else? There's
then you need Dan Aykroyd character. So you need the bumbling fool. Jack Black, there you go.
Yeah, he's a good fool.
Yeah, and then the token black man, which would be Idris Elba. No, he's too hard and cool.
He's too British.
He's too cool. You need a comedy.
Kevin Hart,
too short, too annoying, too homophobic. Who's the other one? Chris Rock. The other comedian with a squeaky voice. There you go. So Paul Rudd joining the new Ghostbusters movie. You got any other news for me? Do you say you have some more casting news there?
Singer Halle Bailey, never heard of her, has been cast as the new Little Mermaid.
All right.
In the live action films.
Jolly good.
Yeah, but some people don't like it.
Who wouldn't like that?
Racist.
Okay then.
And should people complain? You wouldn't get black people under the sea because their skin wouldn't pigment under the water. And they're analysing that is the only thing that would be impossible in this fictional world where there's a musical number where a crab sings.
And a woman's half woman, half fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a nice tweet by somebody, I forget who it was, where they said, you're upset about Halle Bailey, about the new Little Mermaid being black. Wait till you find out about Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah, we support this.
Too right. Well, it's a lovely fictional character and there's not enough black female role models, that's for sure.
And I'm just angry that they're doing more Disney live action remakes. That's the true injustice here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, give me some more news.
Baz Luhrmann's Elvis biopic is casting the king.
Ooh. So, who would be your choice? Now, I've seen an Elvis biopic, which I really like, back from the early 90s, I think it was 1881, and it was directed by John Carpenter, believe it or not, and it starred as the king, guess who? Come on, who was in a John Carpenter film?
Kurt Russell.
Correct, Kurt Russell played, and he's really good in it.
Okay.
He's really good in it, and that's well worth a watch. Nah, well, no, I'm saying that the original film isn't from 1981.
Okay.
All right, so now we need a new one. Who's going to be our new Elvis? Young, well, you got your three stages of Elvis.
Right.
No, you got three stages of Elvis. You've got the young, twitchy kid. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that needs somebody casting in. Then you've got mid, super cool, black leather Elvis. Obviously, that could be me. Maybe not. And then you've got fat Vegas Elvis with the shiny Evel Knievel jumpsuit.
They'd do two. They wouldn't do three. They do him as a kid.
And him as a fat old guy who sits on a toilet and dies. With
is this part of the musician cinematic universe, also known as real life, with Rocket Man, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Maybe. Obviously, it's clearly trying to cash in on that. And who bigger than the king himself?
Who bigger? Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody's bigger than Elvis.
Well, if they're doing the king, they've already done Queen. Next logical step is Prince.
Prince.
And then Princess.
Princess
Diana.
Yeah, she didn't sing. I'm sure there's a princess singer.
Probably.
Right.
Oh, what's her face? Little Mermaid.
There you go.
Right, so TV news.
Okay.
Neil Gaiman and David Goyer are planning a Sandman TV series.
Oh, right. Okay, so was Neil Gaiman's American Gods was a huge success. Not so with his
Good Omens.
Good Omens. It was a bit fair to middling, apparently.
I thought it's doing quite well.
It's doing all right, but it didn't get critically acclaimed. Anyway, Sandman is another beloved graphic novel this time by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
Rather than novel.
Well, it's like an ongoing series, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it's still going.
For Vertigo.
Yes.
Well, it's not still going now because Vertigo's been cancelled.
Okay. So it's got quite a horror-ish vibes to it, and it's not as comedy-driven as the other two. It's definitely a dark, more sinister one. So that might be quite good. Who knows? Who's thinking of... Are they going Netflix? Are they going Amazon? Because these
no
other
idea.
Ones were Amazon, weren't they? So it's highly likely it might be Amazon then.
Probably.
Okay. Any other news for me?
Yeah, there's an animated Gremlins TV
prequel.
Oh,
my word.
Secrets of the Mogwai.
Okay. Tell me more.
I don't know.
Who's creating it?
Warner Brothers.
Right, okay.
It's about 10-year-old Sam Wing. Who's the character who was in the old
oh,
shop?
Oh, right, it was the little boy in the shop who gave him the actual thing when his granddad said, no, you mustn't sell it. Don't sell the Mogwai.
And it's about him first meeting Gizmo.
Ah,
that should be all right, hopefully.
All right. So it's set in Shanghai.
Yeah, it's been showrun by Tse Chun, who has done Cold Comes the Night. Not heard of that.
Okay.
Oh, he's also done Gotham and Once Upon a Time. Oh,
right,
very okay.
popular
so TV
right,
shows.
Right, yeah. So a fantasy TV show. So
yeah.
he's got form as a lad.
Yeah, he seems like he'd know what he was doing with this sort of thing.
So if it's Warner Brothers, will it be on their particular channel, their DC channel or something like that?
It would be on Warner Brothers Plus. I think we talked about this
yeah.
before. And it's £18 a month or something like
Crikey
that.
Crikey Moses.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well. Hopefully they might bring out a DVD or something like that. We might get to see it in some way, shape or form here in the UK.
Yeah, but so that's been not only film news, but that's been the Papa Big Show.
Oh, my word. We've run out of time, Biggses and Ersatzers. But join us again every single day of the week on Ersatz Radio.co.uk. Or where else can they join us?
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, whenever you want, you can listen.
Or you can listen at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily.
Yes, so goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. You have a perfect day, just like Lou Reed.